Hello. Good morning. Topic for today is goodness of God. First of all, I want to say that God is nothing less than good. So his goodness is inseparable from who he is, meaning that you can't God's character or God's goodness is who he is. It isn't a character, it's who he is. It's inseparable from his nature. God's goodness is not part of him. It's not that God is partly good and partly evil. God is good, is completely good. You can't separate that from him. Then God is good all the time. Let's open our Bibles to Psalm 106, verse 1. Are we there? Are we there? Psalm 106, verse 1 says, "Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. He is good, for his mercy endures forever." And right now, I'm talking about God is good all the time. God's goodness isn't, it isn't that it's going to stop once and it's going to continue another time. Or if you sin once, he's not going to continue being good to you. God's goodness is always there for you. God is good all the time. So if they said that they wanted to do a test on who God was and his goodness, there's no time it will come out as a failure because God's nature is being good. The sign that you have testimonies is a sign that God is good. The fact that you're breathing and living today is a sign that God is good. God is always good to us in many ways, and his love is also good. God's goodness can heal. So when something happens to you, if you think of God's goodness and push away the bad things, God's goodness can heal you. It's not God's goodness is not just for him to be good to you. You also share his goodness with other people. So you can be an answered prayer through God's goodness and stuff. My key scripture when I was preparing this is Psalms 103. Can we open to Psalms 103? Are we there? "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases." This is a sign that God is good. He forgives us, even though we don't deserve what we get from God, but he still does it even though. Next scripture. "Who redeems your life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies?" God will always be good to you because he loves you. He knows who you are. Even though you're a sinner, even though you're a Christian or a sinner, it doesn't mean he still loves you and he's good to you. And that shows a sign that God is good all the time. Then God is good by nature. Goodness is part of who God is. It's not merely something he does. It's infused in his nature. It's infused in who he is. It's his being. The same way they say God is love, that's the same way God is good. God is always good to us. Let's open to Psalms 34, verse 8. We'll come back to Psalms 103. Are we there? "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." So this scripture is saying that God is good and his goodness is in his nature. And God's goodness, sorry. Let's go back to Psalms 103. "Who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles?" So God's goodness isn't just merely something that he does for you or something that or something that he's going to just do and you get it over with. God is good all the time. God's goodness comes when you're sick, when you're healed, when you need something. The fact that you remember, that's a sign of God's goodness. The fact that you're never left alone when you need something, like when you're going out of your house, for instance, and then you remember that you left something in your house, like your phone or something. That's a sign that God is good and his mercies endure forever. Next verse. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. When you are feeling down or lonely or depressed or something, God is good because if you run to him, he's not going to push you away or say that you're too depressed for me to help you or something. He's going to come to you with open arms, and because he loves you, he's going to be good to you and take you in. Next verse. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. So when God, the fact that you know God is good to you, or the way you know God is good to you, is that when you do something, he's not going to just say that you've done this thing, let me kill you or something. God is good so that you can have mercy, you can have a second chance, you can come back to him even though you were lost, but you can be found again. And he's slow to anger. He's not the way you. So if somebody steals your jacket or steals your phone or something, the way you feel towards that person, like you want to kill the person or something, that's not the same way God will feel towards you. Because God knows that you can do better and he believes in you. Thank you. Next verse. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. So, like I said before, God isn't going to kill you because you sinned. And that doesn't mean you should sin, no. God isn't going to kill you because you sinned. He still knows that you can do better. And he's believing and hoping that everyone on earth can be part of his flock. Like in the parable of the Good Shepherd, he says that he's going to look for that one sheep out of 99. And his mercies are going to be forever. And that's a sign that he's good. Next verse. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. Okay, so there was a part in Matthew when Jesus told a parable about the visitor. A man had a visitor, and he kept going to his neighbor to ask, God isn't going to shut you down because you're lower than him or something. He's going to help you. And Jesus asked a question to the Pharisees when he said that story. He said that you being good as a father, giving good gifts to his children, how much your father in heaven. And that is showing that even if you're like, when you're a sinner and you can still give good gifts, your father in heaven is going to do much more than what you thought. Next verse. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to the children's children. Like I said before, God isn't going to stop being good. His goodness will last forever. It's not just partly or isn't partly good and partly evil. He's always good. He's completely good. God is nothing less than completely good. And next verse. To such as keep his covenant and to those who remember his commandments to do them, the Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over it. Bless the Lord, you, his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, O you, his host, you minister of his, who do his pleasure. So now, as I was saying, God's goodness is not just a one-way thing. It's not that he'll be good to you and you just keep it to yourself. Oh, I don't want somebody to touch my holiness or something. God's goodness is to be shared. As he gives it to you, you share his goodness with other people. God's goodness is not just for you alone. You can be an answered prayer through his goodness. So let's say, for instance, you have lunch or pocket money and somebody hasn't eaten that day. You can share with them and pray with them. You can share and pray with them so that for provisions and stuff like that. And you, his host, should, you the as the host of the Holy Spirit, you have all the fruits of the Spirit. You aren't just supposed to, you're supposed to heed the word of God before you do stuff. And the goodness of God is going to follow you everywhere you go. So let's say that you're in school, somebody doesn't know what to do, like homework or something. It's not that you give the person your notes to copy. You help the person in the best way you can. Because if the person still doesn't like understand it, you can try directing him to somebody that understands it better than you. Then before the last verse of Psalm 103, it says, bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts. Wait, sorry. Okay, this is 21. Next verse, sorry. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So God's works are good, and because he's good, all his works are good. His goodness isn't just shown in who he is. It's in everything that he does. It's in the creation he makes. It's in the thing that he does practically. And then he abides in you all the time so that you can do good to other people. Then in verse 20, it says, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearken unto the voice of his word. So when you have the goodness of God, you follow his commandments and you help people also follow that commandment. The same way he has helped you, you should help people. And so that you can have testimonies. And testimonies are a sign of God's goodness to everyone. So that you have testimonies and other people can have testimonies of the goodness of God and how God has been good to them, how God has expanded their life and brought good things to their life, you can be that person to initiate them into God's word and just be their answered prayer. So in conclusion, what I would say is that coming open to Matthew 5 verse 16, then after Matthew 5 verse 16, open to Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Okay. No, just verse 16. So, because you have the goodness of God and your light is shining before men, they will see your good works, and which is caused through Him, they'll see your good works. Then let's open to Jeremiah 29 verse 11. It talks about the plans. Okay. For I know the thoughts I have towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Next verse. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Okay. So God's goodness, the goodness of God is a marvelous thing, and He's always going to listen to us in times of need. Because He knows His plans towards us, He's always going to listen to us. And His plans are always going to be good for us. Thank you.